Hey everyone, it's David Chen. I'm here with at Joy O'Napping, aka Joy. We just watched the new movie Wonka at the AMC South Center Theater. And, you know, the AMC South Center is special for a variety of reasons. First of all, I come here to watch a lot of movies because the theater is pretty high quality. They have Dolby, they have IMAX. And the non-Dolby IMAX have good like audio and sound anyway. So like it's a great theater. The parking is free. It's like this big mall. And also it's the only place where I go to see movies where somewhat regularly there are shootings that occur. And in fact there have been like several shootings over the course of the last few years. And Joy is always telling me, you know, I never want to go there on a Friday or a Saturday night because she thinks statistically it's more likely for a shooting to happen there. Anyway, we went to a Friday night screening of Wonka, and literally as I'm walking to the car, no shooting happened, but...
That you know of, yet.
But a massive multi-person fight started breaking out. Right as I was walking to the car, and there are these people like in the parking lot, like beefing with each other and shouting with each other. And it looked like there was probably around between 4 and 6 people that were like in this big tussle. It was around midnight when we got out, and it really did feel like it was possible that something like some incident could occur.
We clearly saw it escalate from people shouting to the first person shoving somebody.
Yeah, the people were shoving and like, it's like, oh,
and
this...
someone's yelling, you're gonna die. Anyway, suffice it to say, this is not the movie theater's fault, it's the mall. Like, there's never been anything at the movie theater per se, which is inside the mall. But, trust your instincts. And
And so I'll just say we actually just went back inside the mall. You know, there's no one inside the mall at midnight, and we just waited it out there for like 5-10 minutes until this whole thing kind of blew over. The police showed up. And so we're a little bit rattled, basically, after our screening of Wonka. We're in the car right now on the way home. And usually, you know, we do these things for the Patreon and record our conversation. But I think Joy is particularly rattled, and that's very reasonable because... You know, it was a stressful situation because you don't know if something horrible is going to happen, you know? So, any other thoughts on that situation, Joy?
I mean, if I do something where I deserve it, you know, like I rob a bank and you got to stop me, okay. But, like, I just don't want to catch a stray. That's, like, my number one thing. I just don't want to catch a stray. Especially one where I know I could have seen this movie on a Tuesday night. And then there's almost no chance of a stray. So this mall is honestly like two different places. And the witching hour comes. And anyway.
It's two different places, meaning most of the time it's like very safe, family friendly. And then at certain times, like all hell can break loose.
It's like a land of pure imagination, if you will.
So we just watched the movie Wonka. Let's talk about that, all right? So we're going to talk about Wonka. Give some basic plot details away. Probably no spoilers here for Wonka. Now... I want to say that when I first saw the trailer for Wonka, my reaction was, that looks like one of the worst things I've ever seen in my entire life. It seems like a complete betrayal of not only the character that Roald Dahl created, but obviously the beloved film with Gene Wilder. It seemed like the logical conclusion of IP as product in our movie theaters. Where, let's take a what IP do we have in the cupboard and like let's make an origin story out of that. That didn't seem to understand the original character whatsoever.
And I think a lot of people thought the CG looked rough, right? Mm-hmm. That was a lot.
Sure. So I was very apprehensive going into the film. I was like, I'll be honest. I had zero plans to even watch the film. We're not reviewing it as our main review on the Filmcast. And then a few weeks ago, it screened for critics and people were saying, Wonka's awesome. And I thought, and people I respect saying Wonka's, you know, lots of people I respect saying Wonka's amazing. Wonka's a delight. And so I thought, okay, well, I think we should check it out. It's the guy who did Paddington, the director of Paddington. Like maybe he was able to make something good. Now, here's the thing. I don't actually think anything I said was wrong about Wonka. I think all those things are basically true. I think it doesn't really get the character, you know, like, it's a very different version of Wonka than what we saw in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and so on. And yet, this movie is a goddamn delight. What did you think, Joy?
You know, my jaw dropped open. When you said that, I actually thought it was also a delight. And so like you, I did not think this movie was necessary, not interested. And then Simon Mayo of Kermode and Mayo said that he had been won over in the first 7 minutes. I was won over in like the first 2 minutes. And that really didn't flag for the whole time. The musical numbers are lovely. I'm surprisingly interested in the characters. I really enjoy the humor. I did like Paddington and Paddington 2 quite a lot. I do actually think it is a different, but I can believe it is the same person who becomes Gene Wilder.
Uh-huh.
I did not love the Johnny Depp characterization.
Right.
That was more manic, I thought. But Gene Wilder's version is like somebody who's very soft-hearted but has also become a little bit mean-spirited because he's been worn down by how inhumane people are. And I could absolutely believe this being the Wonka before he's been completely wound, you know, ground down by people and become cynical.
Yeah, I guess when I think of the Roald Dahl version of the character, he's extremely mean-spirited, right? Like, he has, like, oh, I want to show you some cool stuff I made. But he's also like, hey, if you eat the wrong thing and you die, like, that's on you. You know, like, he has no patience for children and so on.
But the children are monsters.
Yes, yes, yes. And his response to them is, I would say, also monstrous. You know, like, he is not very nice to them. Now, I think that the Gene Wilder rendition of the character is has those qualities, and also a bit more whimsy than what I recall in the book. You know, like the "Come with me." You know, the book is not a musical, right? So, because it's a book, so like I don't think that was in the book, right? But it's like it captures kind of the spirit and in a way that is more whimsical than the book itself was, I think. Put all that together, and the Gene, you know, I'm not interested in who the Gene, like how that version of the character came to be. And by the way, this is, we should say, like, directly a prequel to that version of the character, right? Like, because it uses a lot of the same musical motifs, it uses some of the same songs, like, it is clearly supposed to lead into that version of the character. And I agree with you. The musical, first of all, I'm just always in support of, I love musicals in general, and whenever a movie has the courage of its convictions to be a musical, I'm a big fan of that. And this is definitely a musical. And I think the musical numbers are, I would describe them as pretty solid. There is one that I really loved, and the rest I thought were pretty solid. It wasn't like there was like banger after banger. What did you think of the music in this, in the songs in this musical?
I don't know how to say this without sounding like gaming with faint praise. It was just a very good sit. You just sit down for 2 hours and 6 minutes, and then you get up, and you're like, my goodness, like, almost every minute of that felt delightful, earned, engaging, funny, you know, whimsical, but not in this, like, whimsy for its own sake kind of. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There were, like, a couple moments that worked slightly less for me that wasn't a big deal. Like, it was not an error or a flaw to forgive, you know? And so I just, although it's not going to, like, stick in my memory as one of my favorite movies of all time, I also found it genuinely moving. And, you know, there is the one song, the most famous song. There's a recontextualizing of all of this, which has a lovely and aching quality that means it's like not just about the zaniness. You know, I think that there was always a melancholy to Gene Wilder's performance that I thought was really beautiful. And I get enough of that here to understand the character in a new light. And I thought Chalamet was freaking awesome.
And he really committed to it. I don't know that this is like... I don't know that I fully buy him as Wonka, but I admired his commitment to the role. Like, he clearly put everything he had into it. And he's not the greatest singer. He's not the greatest, like, comedic presence, in my opinion. But he totally makes it work. What's great about Wonka is it takes the whimsy and magical elements, the fantastical elements of the story of, you know, Willy Wonka or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and applies them to a very separate, elaborate story, right? So, in this case, the story is Willy Wonka, all he wants to do is make chocolate because his mom instilled in him a love for chocolate and he wants to honor her memory. But he runs up against a very evil and hilariously sort of fumbling chocolate cartel that like wants to stop him from succeeding at all costs. And that's just a very funny premise. Like, that's a very like inventive premise, but like Willy Wonka's chocolates are obviously like literally give people magical powers, and so like the movie plays around a lot with that. And it's just like really fun. It's just like this extremely exaggerated reality where, you know, these chocolatiers are the most evil people on the planet, basically, and they just want to want to destroy any joy and fun that people get out of chocolate and so on. And yeah, I just think it's a really, really fun time. You know, like it's hard to imagine not having fun with this movie. So anyway,
I thought it was sort of a thinly disguised metaphor for oil, but like I'm not even kidding.
Who is Willy Wonka in this analogy, then?
No, the cartel and yeah, like the way they operate. But like it
is
doesn't.
Willy Wonka like solar power, then, do you think? He's Elon Musk with Tesla, do you think?
Listen, what I'm saying is that in many ways, I think that, you know, a lot of Roald Dahl books introduce very adult themes or adult concepts. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think this is actually a great way to have your children entertained. And then when they get a little older, you can be like, you know, like in the Wonka movie, it's an oil cartel and they literally set the price. They have all these reserves. There is one thing about the movie that is not great technically, I think, which is that often the effects are not totally convincing. I didn't care. I was, you know, along for the ride. But how did you feel about that?
I had no issue with the visual effects. You know what bothered me more than the visual effects is... I just find it really distracting when you're watching a musical and people start singing and then it's really obvious that they're not actually singing in that space that they're in right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is why I am such a big fan of the musical choices in the Les Miserables, the Anne Hathaway one. Remember that? Russell Crowe, Anne Hathaway, that one?
That's the only one I think that's been filmed in that method.
Right, where like it's very obvious. My understanding is like all the performances were captured live, if I recall correctly, and like you can tell the difference. And that's the only thing that rips me out of these movie musicals. It's like you're watching it and then they start singing and then they are obviously not actually singing at that moment, and it sounds completely, they're acoustically in a completely different space.
Or the sync is not perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There was a lot of ADR in the movie. I don't know if you noticed that, speaking of technical elements, where many lines were delivered without being able to see the actors' mouths. And I just thought that was very odd. Like, it's the first few times, it's like, oh, whatever. Like, they didn't catch it on the day while they're filming it. But then I would say there was like dozens and dozens of times where the actor was not saying the line on screen. I was like, I wonder if they like retooled this significantly in post, like the story or something along those lines. But anyway, I wasn't bothered by the CG. Some of it is a little dodgy, but overall, I think it completely works.
Well, what there are some like extremely effects heavy moments, but what it really, where I noticed it a bit more is that Timothée Chalamet is not the world's best dancer. He's fine. But like you can picture if Tom Holland had done this role, you know, like, and done some of the same moves with the same amount of CG, it would have had, you know, an effortless quality. And instead it did look a bit stitched. Does that make sense?
Fair enough. I think, you know, one of the most telling versions of this is if you look at the poster for Wonka, it's very obvious that they took a photo of Wonka, like Chalamet, when he was standing up, but then they photoshopped it to look like he was sitting down. And maybe that's like a good metaphor for, you know, his whole performance in the movie, which is to say it's solid and then it's awkwardly placed in other areas that it doesn't really make sense sometimes.
And what a stacked cast. I thought everybody actually brought it and committed quite a bit. You know, Academy Award winner Olivia Colman.
She was so wonderful.
Keegan-Michael Key. Rowan Atkinson is there, you know, doing a very Rowan Atkinson-y bit. That guy that I like the least out of the Bake Off hosts from the Great British Bake Off.
Yeah, you hate that person. Yeah. Yeah. Trying to think what else I like. I mean, ultimately, it takes this character who, again, is kind of an enigma in the original things, and gives him this very moving backstory of he wants to like help out his friends and he wants to honor his mom and make chocolate for her and the memory of his mom and yeah, it gets emotional. I got emotional. You know, I did not think I would get emotional watching this movie about this chocolate maker, but I got emotional, and I think that means that the movie is a success. I also just want to say, like, as with Paddington, the director did a really good job of kind of creating a whole world that has a really specific vision with kind of specific rules and a specific look to it. And I think it all really worked, you know? I think it all really worked.
I will just say, there are lots of movies like this, family movies, where it's like, what happened mattered in the end was teamwork, or, you know, the real chocolate was the love. But I think, the main character, Willy Wonka, does go on a journey, but throughout he has just such a fundamental amount of decency that is not, you know, people can behave in terrible ways to him, but he does not act out of vengeance. He, you know, really just wants to be making his chocolate. And there's something about it that doesn't come across as, there are other people around him who are like, that is kind of naive, but it's, you know, I think that balance, it's not like simpering, you know? I found it quite moving.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, a great time at the theater.
Except
for the part where we feared for our lives.
It was very brief, and we were not in actual danger. I'm 98% sure.
Well, yeah, we the problem is we had no idea if we were in danger or not.
That's not a problem. That is, yeah. I don't want to ever know for, you know...
Trying to think of anything else to bring up with the movie. I do want to just say there was one musical number that I just found to be so delightful.
I think I'm pretty sure I know the one.
Basically, like, I don't think it's too much of a spoiler to say that, like, at some point, like, more people find out how awesome Willy Wonka's chocolate is in the course of this movie, you know? He makes multiple attempts at trying to get his chocolate out there. And one of them involves this big musical number that I just thought was really, really well done and such huge scope and like dozens and dozens of dancers and singers. And it's just like, this is just so wonderful. It's just like, they're just, you know, he's just trying to put the joy of chocolate out into the world. And this is a musical number that captures that desire. And, I really liked it. I really liked it. So anyway, again, I think not a great honoring of the character that we have known from the books, in my opinion.
I disagree respectfully.
Yeah. But it's its own thing. It's a separate thing that is a delight. And
I think it's a great Christmas movie. Yes. And adults can enjoy it, too. If you're looking for something, the whole family or multiple generations can go see it together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Check it out. Wonka, available in theaters right now. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.